Unit 10, Allied Occupation of Japan, Modernization, Relations with Asian Countries. Unit 10, Allied Occupation of Japan, Modernization, Relations with Asian Countries. Structure, 10.0, Objectives, 10.1, Introduction, 10.2, Allied Occupation, Modernization, 10.2.1, Disarmament, 10.2.2, Democratization, 10.2.3, Economic Reforms, 10.2.4, Social Reforms, 10.2.5, Educational Reforms, 10.2.6, Politics During the Occupation, 10.3, Treaty of San Francisco, 10.4, Relations with the Asian Countries, 10.5, Summary of the Unit, 10.6, Model Questions, 10.7, Books for Study. Page 38, 10.0, Objectives. A study of this unit should help you to know about Recovery of crippled Japan, cooperation extended by the Japanese who wanted peace to be established in the country, opening up of the chapter of friendship and the end of chapter of enmity, amicable settlement of disputes with the Asian countries. 10.1. Introduction. Japan's unconditional surrender led to the Allied occupation of Japan. Since America was responsible for her defeat, the responsibility of Japan's occupation, demilitarization and reforms were also shouldered by America. General Douglas MacArthur himself was sent to Japan. A document containing the reforms to be carried out in Japan was submitted to him. There were two bodies to assist him. 11-member Far Eastern Commission had its headquarters at Washington. America, England, Russia, France, Holland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, China, India, and Philippines were the members. A 4-member Allied Council contained America, England, Russia, and China with its headquarters at Tokyo. 10.2. Allied Occupation and the Reconstruction Program. From 1945 to 1952, General MacArthur was almost a dictator in Japan. He gave four reasons for the Allied occupation. 1. Demilitarization. 2. Democratization. 3. Economic reorganization. 4. Social reconstruction. 10.2.1. Demilitarization. Japan was asked to give up all the occupied territories, Japan's holdings in Korea, Manchuria, Formosa, Sakhalin, and Kuril were put to an end. America not only secured Ryukyu in the island of Okinawa, but also secured the rights on the Pacific Islands. Japan gave up South Sakhalin and Kuril to Russia, Formosa and Pescadores to China. Japan was restricted to four major islands. She lost not only the territories occupied since the Meiji Restoration, but also the fishing rights. Overseas trade was affected due to destruction of her merchant ships. The Ministry of Army and Navy were closed down. Japanese soldiers were disarmed. Ordnance factories were closed down. Naval and military bases were destroyed. Production of arms and ammunition was suspended for the time being. Secret societies were banned. Research on atomic science was stalled. Military officers, including the ex-premiers, were tried and punished for war crimes. For example, if Premier Tojo was awarded death penalty, Premier Konoye paid heavy penalty and committed suicide. Nearly 28 prominent leaders were arrested and tried. Page 39, 10.2.2, Democratization. The leader of Japanese occupation, MacArthur, introduced the process of democratization in Japan. The gift of the Meiji Emperor, the Constitution of 1889, was replaced by a new one. The new constitution, which contained revolutionary principles, came into existence in 1947. It was made clear that the war is not the paramount power of a nation. The emperor was made a nominal head. Instead of the emperor, the parliament became supreme. The council of ministers was made responsible to the parliament. The bicameral parliamentary system continued with the House of Representatives and the House of Councillors as the lower and upper houses respectively. The members of both the houses were to be elected on the basis of adult franchise. The right of voting was extended to more number of people with a reduction of age limit from 25 to 20 years. 26 million more people exercised their franchise in the first general election being held since the occupation. A provision was made for the establishment of a Supreme Court. The fundamental rights of the people were explained in 31 articles. Right to speech, expression, propagation, religion were some of the rights explained. The constitution provided for the reform of local self-governments. Police system was decentralized. laws were codified. MacArthur was in favor of freedom of religion but took steps to abolish the Japanese cult of Shintoism. 10.2.3 Economic reforms. MacArthur devoted his attention towards breaking the monopoly of Zaibatsu business house and improving the condition of the farmers. Breaking the monopoly of Zaibatsu was an attempt at dislocating the entire economic setup of the country. But he had no other alternative step. In 1946, a holding company liquidation commission was established. In 1947, anti-monopoly and economic decentralization laws were passed. MacArthur ordered for the liquidization of 67 companies under Zaibatsu. The owners of the companies were compensated. Due to the war, there was acute shortage of food grains. The condition did not improve even though food materials were imported from the US. MacArthur had to change the land holding system. Originally, the land holding system was 2.5 acres. Thus, the number of tenants was more. According to the new system, the limit was to be 7.5 acres, which brought down the number of tenants. The rich zamindars were asked to return the excess land. 50 lakh acres of such land was transferred to the landless. Land revenue was fixed at 25%. Cooperative societies were opened in large numbers. Through the Economic Council of the UNO, an attempt was made to develop trade and industry. Page 40, 10.2.4, Social Reconstruction. MacArthur took steps to reconstruct the Japanese society. Through the newspapers and radio programs, he made known to the people the reasons for Japan's defeat in the Second World War. Equality of sex was guaranteed. Women were provided with jobs in different departments. An attempt was made to abolish prostitution. For some time, the teaching of history, geography, and logic was forbade in the educational institutions. Only after the publication of new books on such subjects, they were allowed to be taught. MacArthur encouraged the establishment of labor unions. A law was introduced in 1945 by which the workers secured the right to enlist themselves as members of trade unions and fight for their rights. Number of trade unions came into existence. A labor ministry was set up to settle the disputes being submitted by the trade unions. MacArthur tried to solve the problem of the workers through the UN body, International Labor Organization. 10.2.5 Educational reforms. Practically all activities of the occupation were undertaken with the object of bringing about in Japan a reformation by education. MacArthur, the leader of the occupation, felt that the Japanese should acquire a sense of democratic values and some experience with democratic ways. Therefore, the Japanese would be taught the values of democracy. Japanese had already acquired the trait of reading and became a literate community. So, the method of MacArthur seemed well fitted to the Japanese. The moment also seemed opportune because the Japanese, stunned by the defeat, were ready to accept any change. Intellectually, they sought for new horizons. This was what they had done during the Meiji period. Therefore, during the occupation period, broad educational reform program enjoyed a wide popularity. To the vast majority of the Japanese, democracy appeared as a happy substitute for their own way of life. They had realized that vague concept of democracy had led them to war and disaster. At the same time, the business of teaching democracy was always a difficult affair. It became even more difficult with the occupation itself. Rigid censorship applied on imported printed matter prevented dangerous thoughts from entering into Japan. Criticism of the occupation and of allied countries was banned. American occupation personnel, both civilian and military, were freed from the military control in work and deed. They just became the agents of a polity. In occupied Japan, the censorship was aimed quite specifically at communist propaganda. However, the occupation personnel were not free to voice independent judgments, so they were not in a position to behave as democrats. Hence, it was difficult for MacArthur to pose as a model of democracy in action. The aim of specific educational reforms of the occupation period was to create a more intelligent and critical public mind. It was aimed at training the younger generations for responsible citizenship. The period of compulsory education was extended from 6 to 9 years. Beyond the elementary training required under the old system, there was created a 3-year compulsory junior high school, a 3-year senior high school, and 4-year college course. An effort was made to equalize the quality of education at all levels. An effort was also made to provide the opportunity for children of both the sexes to pursue programs that would contribute to the development of their individual talents. In the curriculum itself, the traditional emphasis on ethics gave way to concern for social studies. Efforts were also made to rewrite textbooks to introduce modern methods of instruction and to break the centralized control of the old Ministry of Education. Page 41, 10.2.6, Politics During the Occupation. The effect of the occupation upon Japanese government and politics was profound from the beginning. MacArthur's reforms broke old political patterns and forced out many established leaders from office. Communists who were released from prison or returned from exile formed their first legal party under Nozaka Sanzo. He became one of the ablest post-war political manipulators. The Social Democrats formed their own party, drawing strength from intellectuals and laborers. More conservative elements were grouped in the liberal and progressive parties. The liberal party was led by Ashida Hitoshi and Yoshida Shigeru. The progressive party was led by Shidehara Kijoru. Most of the members of these two parties had belonged to the old Sayukai or Minsaito. The liberals, whose gains in the election of April 1946 enabled them to form a ministry headed by Yoshida. They were given the responsibility of installing the MacArthur Constitution. Yoshida's government's popularity suffered because of MacArthur's economic policy. Early in 1947, MacArthur blocked a general strike called to protest the economic condition of workers. The government announced that a new general election was to be held. A new government headed by Yatakayama Tetsu, president of the Social Democrats, was elected. Not until mid-1949 did MacArthur indicate that close control of Japanese domestic affairs was no longer necessary. By this time, Yoshida was back in power with the Liberal Party government, which he was to lead until 1954. By this time, the Cold War was exercising a profound influence on Japan's polities. Confronted with the increasing influence of communism, Japanese political thought and organization became more deeply divided into right and left wings. Communist Party strength declined and conservatism was reborn. 10.3 The Treaty of San Francisco. Just at the time, the Cold War spread to the Far East. Due to the establishment of a communist government in China, America required the friendship of Japan to fight communism in the Far East. Therefore, she decided to end the Allied occupation and conclude a treaty with Japan. A conference was held at San Francisco from September 4 to 9, 1951. About 55 nations were invited, out of which only 52 honored the invitation. India, Burma, and Yugoslavia refused to attend the conference, so out of 52, only 49 had signed the treaty. Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Russia refused to sign the treaty. The Treaty of San Francisco was published in six chapters. The first chapter hinted at the point that the state of war came to an end and recognized the sovereignty of Japan. The second chapter hinted at the territorial redistribution of Japan. The new phase of friendship between Japan and America was indicated through the third chapter. The fourth chapter contained details about the reforms introduced in Japan. The fifth chapter referred to the war compensation to be paid by Japan. The sixth chapter provided for the submission of the treaty before the International Court of Justice in case of dispute in implementing the same. The Allied occupation of Japan came to an end on 28 April 1952. The Dade Treaty became effective. The treaty ended the period of enmity between Japan and America and started a period of friendship. Implementation of the Treaty of San Francisco was possible due to the cooperation of Premier Yoshida. In 1960, a new treaty was concluded between the two countries, and Japan agreed to review the defensive treaty with U.S. in 1970. Page 42, 10.4. Japan's relation with Asian countries. Among the Asian countries, improving the relations with China was of urgent need. Since a majority of the Japanese had a praise for Chinese people, there was no difficulty in improving the relations between the two countries. The Japanese businessmen were attracted by the potentialities of Chinese market. A Japanese delegation was allowed to travel in China. The Yoshida government wanted to have a good relation with the other Asian countries who occurred loss to Japan during the Second World War. Japan entered into treaties with Burma in 1954, with Philippines in 1956, and with Indonesia in 1958. In 1965, Japan concluded a treaty with South Korea. A peace treaty was signed with the Chinese nationalist government of Formosa. Japan wanted to have a cordial relationship with India too. They evinced interest in the economic development of India. Japan agreed a conference related to the economic development of Southeast Asia. She had been a major contributor to the capital funds of the newly established Asian Development Bank. 10.5 Summary of the Unit. America shouldered the responsibility of Japanese recovery after the two industrialized cities were destroyed by the bomb attacks. The Japanese government did not oppose the change in certain systems popular in Japan since centuries. During the period of Allied occupation, Japan turned an apostle of international peace and cooperation. The change was so true that Japan did not raise her arm against any of the countries. Page 43, Model Questions. Long answer questions. Question number 1. Explain the steps being taken by General Douglas MacArthur for the recovery of Japan. Question 2. Examine the various stages of Japanese recovery after the Second World War. Short answer questions. Question number 1. To what extent the Allied occupation in Japan was relevant? Question number 2. Write a short note on the Treaty of San Francisco. Question number 3. Explain briefly Japan's relations with the Asian countries after the Second World War.